Blog Talk Radio. We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure, in his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens, and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars. You can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure. Yolanda McClure Black, and now featuring the renowned American author Don S. McClure as the special host of the broadcast. So join us every Saturday for one whole hour starting at 3:30. You can dial and listen from anywhere across the globe or by clicking our website's on-air button, www.thevoiceofjoyonline.net. And don't forget, we are the voice of Joy Online, where the message is in the words, music, and praise.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome once again to the Voice of Joy. Amen. So no matter what your situation, no matter what you're going through, no matter what the circumstance is, God is still good. Amen. Heavenly Father, let us pray. Let us touch your throne of grace. Let us see, hallelujah, what you have in store for us. Let us hope in you and believe in you and know that you are our God and our Savior. Amen. You said you never leave us nor forsake us. And we're holding on to that, Lord Jesus. Amen. Nothing can separate us from it. And we thank God for that. So let us begin with this lesson for today. Amen. And let us hear, says the Lord, as we go forth. God bless you, each and every one that's out there. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're celebrating today, in Jesus' name, we're going to pray for those that have lost loved ones. Amen.
Like never before, we're waging war. I promise.
truth can hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy, but if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame. If I'm not happy, wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
Preach.
If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing,
but it only works if
you wanna be happy.
Look at yourself and say,
don't you wanna be happy?
Yeah.
I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never start. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hand. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
If I'm talking to you, then say,
if you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way.
You've been there too long. Right here.
No one But we get up, oh yes, for a saint is just a sinner who fell down. But we couldn't stay there and got up. Say that.
We fall down,
oh,
but we get up.
Get back.
We fall down,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Back up again. We fall down.
Oh my,
but
my,
we
my. We get back up again.
For a saint is just a sinner.
Oh, yes, we are.
Down.
But we can't stay there.
Down.
But we see the righteousness inside of you. Oh,
we fall
down.
But we get
but
up.
We get back up again.
We fall down.
We fall down sometimes, but we get back up again. Yes, we do that. Rise back up again.
For the
Yeah.
Welcome, gospel premier saxophonist, Angela Christie.
girl knows she can play. Whew, that was a walkout.
We are proud to continue the dreams and desires of the Voice of Joy Radio Ministry, created by founder Pastor Yolanda McClure Black, and now featuring the renowned American author Don S. McClure as the special host of the broadcast. So join us every Saturday for one whole hour starting at 3:30. You can dial and listen from anywhere across the globe or by clicking our website's on-air button, www.thevoiceofjoyonline.net. And don't forget, we are the Voice of Joy Online, where the message is in the words, music, and praise.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the Voice of Joy Online. Today, my subtopic, the Gospel Hour provides the field music for your faith enjoyment. The message for today, find enjoyment in your life. It's very simple. Find enjoyment in your life. And every day that you do that, it will be just like the rain. Sometimes heavy, sometimes light, and sometimes not at all. We're going to bring you our featured pastor for today, Pastor Donald Letcher, Memphis, Tennessee. And it's Donald Letcher Jr. Every third Saturday is our featured pastor with great words of guidance.
Good afternoon. I am Pastor Donald Letcher Jr., Pastor Moody Chapel Christian Methodist Episcopal Church, located at 1608 South Cooper Street, Memphis, Tennessee, 38114. We encourage you to join us for worship in person on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, or via Facebook Live at 11 a.m. Moody Chapel. And if the Lord has put it in your heart to sow a seed into the ministry, you can send us a check or you can use Cash App, $MOODYMEM. This afternoon's meditation comes from the Old Testament book of Proverbs, chapter 26, verses 24 through 27, where we find these words recorded from the Message translation. Your enemy shakes hands and greets you like an old friend, all the while conniving against you. When he speaks warmly to you, don't believe him for a minute. He's just waiting for a chance to rip you off. No matter how cunningly he conceals his malice, eventually his evil will be exposed in public. Malice backfires. Spite boomerangs. The New International Translation puts it this way. A malicious man disguises himself with his lips, but in his heart he harbors deceit. Though his speech is charming, do not believe him, for seven abominations fill his heart. His malice may be concealed by conception, but his wickedness will be exposed in the assembly. If a man digs a pit, he will fall into it. If a man rolls a stone, it will roll back on him. For a few moments this afternoon, with emphasis on that 27th verse, let me lift for a thought. Watch out for ditch diggers. Somebody write that down. Watch out for ditch diggers. In the text, we find the writer Solomon dropping some wisdom or knowledge or science as he identifies what to watch out for in ditch diggers, identifying several characteristics of a hater. One, he says, a hater will disguise their hate with his or her lips and lay up deceit with him or herself. In other words, a hater will tell you one thing but mean another. A hater will lie with their lips and know it's a lie in their hearts with a straight face. Know anybody like that? Solomon, in his wisdom, goes on to say in the next verse or suggests to us that even when a hater tells you something, don't believe it, because he uses the number seven, which is the number of completion. Though his speech is charming, do not believe him, for seven abominations will fill his heart. And as I read the text, I was reminded or meditated on, remember, an old cartoon that many of you might remember came to mind. How many of you who are old enough to remember the cartoon that used to come on Saturday mornings called The Roadrunner? For those of you who aren't old enough to know about The Roadrunner, let me help you this afternoon. The character Wile E. Coyote had a connection with Acme packing company, which is where he would get his stuff to use to try and trap or cause something bad to happen to the Roadrunner. But if you remember, he would never seem to be able to catch the Roadrunner because the Roadrunner was too fast. Now, I never could quite understood why Whitey Cody was trying to always plot against or set a trap for the Roadrunner. But this afternoon, if I were to use my imagination, I would imagine that it was because the Roadrunner was faster than Wile E. Coyote. And so because the Roadrunner was fast, it must have gotten the best of, got the goat of Wile E. Coyote. And he must have been jealous or envious of the Roadrunner. And thus, just maybe that jealousy and envy soon turned to hate, so that at every turn he would try and set a trap or dig a ditch for the Roadrunner in hopes that one day he would fall into or get caught up in the trap that he had set. But as you know, no matter how hard Wile E. Coyote tried to, never seemed to work, and the end result was the traps he set would always end up blowing up in his face. And I want to challenge you to not only watch out for the ditch diggers, but also be careful to not become a ditch digger yourself. In this world we live in this life that we live, I need you to know there's some wily coyotes lurking around. There's some haters lurking around looking to set a trap for you. There are some folks who might be digging ditches for you because the devil is busy looking for recruits. And my prayer is this meditation will help you in spotting those ditch diggers that may be in your life. In this world that we live in, there are a lot of hate being spread. Hate for those who don't look like you, and hate for those who even look like you, and hate for no apparent reason. In this world, there's a lot of jealousy residing in folks' hearts, a lot of envy lurking in folks' minds, all of which can lead to you having the desire to dig a ditch for you for no apparent reason other than they just don't like you because of who you are. So we're reminded we must be on guard. Scripture reminds us in Luke 21 and 36, watch ye therefore, and pray always that you shall be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. We must not only pray, but we must also be watchful. Let's learn how to spot ditch diggers. And here's a newsflash, keeping it real, or 100, as young folks say, they just might be in your own family. Just because it might seem that you're getting a little more attention than they're getting can cause some folks to build up resentment or hate towards you and you not even know it. But that's not all. They just might be your friends who might be envious of what God has blessed you with and you might not even know it. How many of you know everybody who says they're your friend ain't your friend? Everybody who says they got your back just might be waiting to see you fall. Now, don't become suspicious or paranoid of everybody in your life, but be watchful. So stay with me. They might even be on your job because, you know, some folks might be jealous of the favor that you receive by the grace of God. They might be jealous or envious of that promotion you just received, and they just might try and set you up for a fall. They might lie on you to try to get you fired so they can get you a promoted position. They might try and sabotage a project you're working on together by being not cooperative just to see you fall. And watch this, church is not immune either from ditch diggers. Everyone who goes to church ain't saved. Remember, the devil is looking for recruits. The devil wants to see you fall or fail. The devil is in the church. We're so cords of discord in the church. There's jealousy in the church because somebody might not like that they're not the chairman of the board or that board. And the list can go on and on. But you get the picture. So watch out for ditch diggers. Brothers and sisters, there's some real slick folks in the world. In other words, there's some real haters. There are some habitual and compulsive liars in the world. They're true to their game, so you can't believe what comes out of their mouth. This is why Paul reminds us in the world, don't want you to be ignorant. I don't want you to not know. I don't want you to be naive and think that there are some haters or ditch diggers out there. I don't want you to be unaware. I don't want you to think that there are not some folks who are trying to dig a ditch for you. I don't want you to think that there aren't some folks who aren't hoping that you don't succeed. I don't want you to think that there aren't folks who don't have your best interests at heart. So don't miss this. Though God gives us a spirit of discernment, brothers and sisters, so listen to what someone says and then watch what they do. If the two don't match, you just might have a hater or a liar or a ditch digger on your hands. So be on the lookout for ditch diggers in your life. Now, it just so happens that if you miss those signs, don't worry, because the text tells us in verse 26, no matter how cunning he conceals his malice, eventually his evil will be exposed in public. In a real sense, what the text is telling us, in a real sense, what the text is suggesting to us is that no matter how slick a hater or ditch digger thinks they are, in the end, the truth will come out. In the end, they will be exposed. So if you're a liar, the truth will eventually come out. If you have hate in your heart, or if you're a hater, if you're a ditch digger, it will show up eventually. So don't hold on. I remember an old saying, what's done in the dark will soon come to the light. What does not come out in the wash comes out in the rinse. In other words, it means the truth will eventually come out. But here's a real nugget. I don't want you to miss it in the text. Watch King Solomon writes with great wisdom for us to take with us, watching out for ditch diggers. And this is it for anyone who might be a ditch digger or hater. If a man digs a pit, he will fall into it. If a man rolls a stone, it will roll back on him. In a real sense, what the text is saying to this, I know you've heard it before. If you dig a ditch, make sure you dig one too, because one is for you. If you miss that, then watch this. Be careful when you set a trap or attempt to dig a ditch for someone else, because that same ditch you dig for someone else just might be for you. In other words, while you're trying to set me up, you're being set up to fall into your own death trap, because we serve a righteous God. We serve a God that is not an author of confusion. We serve a God of love, not hate. If you don't believe it, watch this. Joseph's brothers and sisters thought the same thing when they threw him in the cistern, a well, and they eventually sold him into slavery and thought they had gotten rid of him because of their jealous spirits. But you know the story. Joseph ended up being elevated to second in command to Pharaoh. And his brothers ended up having to come home, with coming to him because of the famine in the land. So you see, brothers end up falling into a trap that they had set for him. But as I prepare to close, I want to leave you with the lyrics to the song written by the hymn writer Norman Whitfield and performed by both the Temptations and Undisputed Truth, entitled Smiling Faces, where we find these words. Smiling faces sometimes pretend to be your friend. Smiling faces show no traces of the evil that lurks within. Smiling faces, smiling faces, sometimes they don't tell the truth. They tell lies, and I got proof. The truth is in the eyes, because the eyes don't lie. Amen. Remember, a smile is just a frown turned upside down, my friend. Let me tell you, smiling faces, sometimes they don't tell the truth. Or smiling faces tell lies, and I got proof. Beware, beware of the handshake that hides the snake. I'm telling you, beware of the pat on the back. It just might hold you back. Jealousy, misery, envy, I tell you. You can't see behind smiling faces. Sometimes they don't tell the truth. I got proof. Sometimes they don't tell the truth. My enemy won't do you no harm because you know where it's coming from. Don't let the handshake and smile fool you. Take my advice. I'm only trying to school you. Watch out for ditch diggers. Oh, God, thank you for the spirit of discernment this afternoon to help somebody to recognize somebody who's a ditch digger in their life. That they'll recognize the signs. Lord, continue to speak to us and through us that we may help someone else along the way that may fall into a trap set for someone else. And we're ever mindful, God, to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Amen.
Yeah.
And you're listening to The Voice of Joy Online, Gospel Hour. You know, as I listen to different words and different songs, I remember my sister who came up with the idea for The Voice of Joy. And she was so excited to have her own radio broadcast. She was 75 years old, opened up her own recording studio, kept going at it, and letting people know to always continue to look for a brighter day. You see, we talk about age as if it's limited. We talk about desire as if it's limited, like there's numbers on it, but there isn't. She was painting at 83. I wrote her book as she requested because she wanted the memories of her life to continue on. See, a lot of times we bring things to a close when actually it could just be the beginning of better. So I want you to think more about what you want to do and achieve and what you have done, what joy, again, can bring you in your life. That's why she called it The Voice of Joy. And she was happy with the things she had done in her life. And I was proud to be able to take over her show, as she requested, and write a book about her life. A joy-filled book. Not sorrow, not sadness, not regret, not full of things that bring you down. That's why she called the show The Voice of Joy. We're going to end today, and I have enjoyed this gospel hour and bringing you The Voice of Joy.
We are proud to continue the dreams and desires of the Voice of Joy Radio Ministry, created by founder Pastor Yolanda McClure Black, and now featuring the renowned American author Don S. McClure as the special host of the broadcast. So join us every Saturday for one whole hour starting at 3:30. You can dial and listen from anywhere across the globe or by clicking our website's on-air button, www.thevoiceofjoyonline.net. And don't forget, we are the Voice of Joy Online, where the message is in the words, music, and praise.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome once again to the Voice of Joy. Amen. So no matter what your situation, no matter what you're going through, no matter what the circumstance is, God is still good. Amen. Heavenly Father, let us pray. Let us touch your throne of grace. Let us see, hallelujah, what you have in store for us. Let us hope in you and believe in you and know that you are our God and our Savior. Amen. You said you never leave us nor forsake us. And we're holding on to that, Lord Jesus. Amen. Nothing can separate us from it. And we thank God for that. So let us begin with this lesson for today. Amen. And let us hear, says the Lord, as we go forth. God bless you, each and every one that's out there. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're celebrating today, in Jesus' name, we're going to pray. We have lost loved ones. Amen.